Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
But I actually want to start with something you and I disagree about.
Oh, go.
What better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than to have a friendly, familial disagreement?
I was going
to
say, let's do it.
You keep saying that if the Commanders play well and win and just look a lot better down the stretch, you're going to be mad about that, which I think is silly. I need them to play a lot better. I will go into the offseason super worried about this program if they don't. Big picture. I like Adam Peters a ton, and I think he's good at his job. I think Dan Quinn is fine. And Jaden Daniels, I'm convinced, is a franchise quarterback. And like those evaluations, bigger picture, don't change. But overall, you will have a 12-win season and possibly a 12-loss season that essentially cancel each other out. You will have used your get-out-of-jail-free card, and now you're going into a gotta-have-it, make-or-break-it third year where if you get off to a slow start, what are we doing here? Harry, all hell's breaking loose. So I need them to look a lot better because I'll then feel like this was an injury-caused mirage.
Why do you want it to be an injury problem?
Because if it's not an injury problem, it's a personnel problem. It's a coaching problem. It's a they're not any good problem.
So what I hear is, man, I hope we can put a Band-Aid over this festering wound because I think it is all those things.
Well,
and if you don't, then you want them to play well. If you think they're not very good, which is what I think, then I need major changes.
Well, let me clarify.
Go ahead.
They're definitely not good. Mm-hmm. They're 3-8, and they're about to be 3-9.
Right.
We got that covered. How much are they not good based on injuries is really what we need to drill down on. And that's the disagreement.
Well, I think it's a huge portion. I don't know what percentage.
You said yesterday, I think, something to the extent of, if they were healthy, you have a hard time seeing them having more than 5 or so wins.
Yeah, would they be San Francisco? No. Would they be middle of the road? I don't know. But here's what I care about. This is human nature. I think Adam Peters and every Newmark and company over there are very smart. I know this. Human beings are human beings, though. I can't tell you how many times when I was getting really fat, I would look in the mirror and convince myself that it wasn't that bad, that my choices were okay, right? With this shirt on or that shirt on or whatever. And it wasn't until I finally would see myself in pictures where I go, oh, my God, I look like I'm holding my breath everywhere. It looks like I swallowed the Michelin Man. I'm bleeping disgusting. When I couldn't hide from the truth, that I finally said, you know what? I got to do something. If they play well and have some fool's gold down the stretch, they'll get to go, see, it was the injuries.
But it doesn't, to me, you're saying if they play well, then it's fool's gold. And I'm saying it might just be that they're not that bad when they're healthy. That's not fool's gold. That's just the reality of what they are when they're healthier. If their offense with Noah Brown back and Terry McLaurin back and Jaden Daniels in the saddle and the full offensive line with the quarterback, with the weapons, moves it on the number one defense in the league, Denver, or the number seven defense in the league, Minnesota, that's not fool's gold.
It absolutely is. Here's why. There's nothing on the line. The season's over. And when you're playing, there's a reason we don't consider garbage time stats real. I mean, the numbers count ultimately over the course of a year, but we both go, yeah, come on, he was throwing against there.
But garbage time at the end of a game, the Broncos have let up because if you score a touchdown, it doesn't really matter. If you move the football against them, it doesn't really matter. When Denver is playing for the number one seed in the AFC and they're playing against you on Sunday Night Football, they are playing that game as if it is an AFC championship game.
Sure.
It's the exact same. So if you're able to move the ball on the number one defense in the league, who's gutting it out and playing at a very, very high level, that's not the same as a fourth quarter against a prevent defense moving the football in garbage time.
It's a lot closer to that than we want to acknowledge because there's nothing on the line for you. Your meaningful portion of your season is over. So it's, nothing to lose. Let's see what happens. And there's a reason when you're watching Cleveland and the Raiders play the other day where you hear the announcers go, yep, I got nothing to lose for every single play. They're going for it. They're gunslinging, doing this and that.
If you're playing the Raiders, I'd agree with you. But you're not. You're playing Denver. You're playing Minnesota. You're playing Philly twice.
Well, for each team
that's good with something on the line.
Sure, each team that's out of it can do whatever they feel like because there's nothing on the line. The point that I would make, though, is I don't want to anyone to be able to hide behind, it was just a little injury, and let's go back to one-year aging veterans. Let's go back to oft-injured Noah Brown. Let's go back to slower-than-molasses, uphill-in-a-headwind Zach Ertz. Let's just kind of keep running this approach back. I want a brand-new paradigm. I want a whole new thing. I understand why they did what they did this year, but I don't want anyone to think they can get away with it. I want them to have all the wide-open, gaping, festering wounds to not be band-aided over by, hey, we got a little bit healthier, and that was nice. I want all of the bad to be exposed at all times. So to me, if they play well, it will be a way to see, look, the only reason it was because we were missing Noah Brown, or the only reason is because we had a couple injuries. It won't all of a sudden make Johnny Newton a worthwhile prospect. It all of a sudden won't make Ben Sinnott a good player. It won't all of a sudden validate their decision to play Bobby Wagner 100% of snaps and go with aging vets that were slow and behind and have been exposed this year. Players that they were going to count on, healthy or not, have played poorly this season. That's the most important part to me. The bad luck is the injuries. That's uncontrollable because it's not just the old veterans. It's Luke McCaffrey. It's Austin Eckler. He's been banged up a bunch, but to be out for the season on a route where he just went 5 yards and stopped and turned around, that's terrible luck, right? So it's not just the aging guys that got hurt. So that part's normal attrition, NFL bad luck. The players they are counting on, or we're going to count on, have played terribly. If they play well all of a sudden down the stretch, I'm terrified that will fool them into kind of staying the same course. I want everything exposed so there's no hiding.
So I don't have the same fear, though. Like, I get that's your fear. You're basically saying, I'm worried that if we sleep in the basement on the floor, a spider's going to bite us. And I'm going, I've never seen a spider down here. Probably not going to happen. In other words, this idea that they're just going to play a little better and then run it back completely with the same roster and sign Bobby Wagner again, that's not reality to me. I think that's a different, unrelated conversation, and that's one we agree on.
Well, it's not Bobby Wagner. It's short-term veterans. It's short-term deals. It's sacrifice draft picks. They're already in a bad spot where they don't have enough. They need younger,
but
faster.
But they can't. That's why they can't sacrifice draft picks, and they're also naturally going to get younger this offseason. Some of what they've been doing is out of necessity, in my opinion, not out of want.
Year one, especially.
Yeah, and to some extent, year two, right? Some of this is also just a reaction to what's been available. Like, there weren't 24-year-old really good linebackers that you could sign 4 years into their career, or maybe they would have been more interested in those guys. And they haven't had enough picks to address all their issues, obviously. But I don't think they're dumb enough. Like, you're suggesting, I guess, that they are dumb enough to think that they would want to sign another 34-year-old slow inside linebacker.
I don't think it's dumb enough. I think it's human nature.
Okay.
Where you want to be right about your decisions. For example, they should not have re-signed Marshon Lattimore. They should have moved on from him and gone after one of the corners that's balling out for less money for another team.
Sure.
But you want to be right, so you pursued it. That's human nature.
That in and of itself, I think they would do that again, right? Because when you give up what you did for Marshon Lattimore, it's for a multi-year commitment. You don't give that up and then punt a year in. So that's
Black Friday, more like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Specific example, they made a risk, probably a bad risk in the moment. I know you hated it and I hated it, because of what they'd already given up, and it blew up in their face for sure. They're going to extend Laremy Tunsil for the same reason. This one will actually help them.
Yeah, he's good.
This is a win. So for the same reason, you can't give up what you did for Tunsil and then let him walk. So you're going to pay him. But I think if you know, and I know, that they need to get faster at the linebacking position, they probably know that. And that will be their plan, is to get faster at linebacker. So I don't think them playing a little better means they're just going to say, let's do the same thing as in 2024 when we finished ninth worst in the NFL or whatever that ends up looking like. I think the notes have been jotted down in the steno pad. They don't have enough speed. Noah Brown's not coming back next year. They're not lining back up to have him miss 14 games. If he does, he'll be their sixth receiver. Like, they're not going to erase. They didn't write in pencil, like, we need speed at linebacker, and then they go 3-3 down the stretch, and they erase it and go, actually, having slow linebackers is good now. Like, I don't think it's going to work that way. For me, though, I want to know, as a fan of this team, that they are close if everybody's back, that Jaden Daniels can play at the level of 2024, because it makes you feel like, when we have this ongoing debate, which year is more authentic to who they are, maybe it's 24 and not 25. Because right now, I would say this year is probably closer to the truth, just based on the recency effect of it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if they come back and they play a lot better, and their plan of the offseason with more talent looks more competent, they look more capable, they knock off some good teams like the Broncos, who have the longest winning streak in the league, with the Patriots, maybe you beat the Eagles and the Cowboys toward the end of the year, okay, we can hang a little bit. We got some guys here. Maybe Mikey Sanders still plays really well, and you go, he can play outside. To your point on Johnny Newton, maybe he balls out, and you go, okay, maybe he is better than we thought he was. So I'm excited just to see how they finish, but I would be curious to see what people think if we divide this up into camps, so to speak, where your group, I'll let you say it in your own words, feels how you do. My group is, it is important to me, especially if they're healthy and playing a lot more guys that matter, like Terry, as an example, that they play a lot better going into the offseason. And I will be not only happy, but I will be, like, I need to see that for my own feelings of Dan Quinn, this coaching staff, this regime. I'm still, call me a homer if you want, or just, you know, a mark. I still really, really like Adam Peters. I'll separate him, but most of the other people over there below him in the building between the coaches and the front office, I need to see a little more the rest of the way to feel good about them going into their third year.
My camp, I guess, would be momentum into following seasons isn't real. Otherwise, they would have had a better year this year, 24-25. And empty calorie, slightly better play might mask things that are terribly wrong, and I need an overhaul. Anything that gets in the way of the overhaul to me is bad. I guess that would be my view.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Kobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98.
Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.